Fine. So we're on the bottom of Beis, I'm in Beis. The Gemara had been asking, trying to figure out the words, La'asos L'chaper, in the context of Shiva Simei Melum, preparing for the Mishkan. There are 7 days that they had separated, they prepared. And Pasuk said, Kasher Tziva Hashem L'chaper La'asos, La'asos L'chaper. We said the word La'asos meant Paraduma, the word L'chaper meant Yom HaKippur. Gemara started making other suggestions. Maybe L'chaper doesn't mean Yom Kippur, maybe it means something else like Karbanos, or maybe one of Regalim. So we're in the stage of the Gemara where I had suggested that maybe it refers to Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara said, no, it's not Shmini Atzeres because it has to be exactly the way Shiva Simei Melum was. Just like Shiva Simei Melum, where 7 days, and then the Mishkan, this too has to be 7 days, and then a Yontif, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 Kedusha days, 7 days of Sukkos, prior to Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, it's not exactly the same, even though there may have been a Kal V'chomer, the Gemara said, because Shmini Atzeres and Kedusha before, certainly there should be a 7 days of separation. Whereas it has to be exactly the way it was in the Mishkan, and that's not the case by Shmini Atzeres. Now comes along with Ashi, 2 lines from the bottom, he gives another answer why Shmini Atzeres should not have 7 days of separation. So Rav Ashi Amar, Mi Ika Midei, De Ika Regel Lo Bai Prisha, Tafel Didei Bai Prisha. Is there such a case where the main regel, which is Sukkot, drawing a lot of attention, sorry. So again, the Rav Ashi is saying that when the Ikar Regel, Sukkot itself, doesn't require 7 days of separation, why would the Tafel, why would the secondary Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, to just Tafel to Sukkot, that certainly shouldn't require 7 days of separation. So as an aside here, the Ma'aril brings a riot from this Gemara here. There's a big machlokas in the post-game. How to say on Shmini Atzeres, what Nusach to say in Kiddush and Yalev Yavo? Shmini Chag Atzeres is a Chag, Shmini Atzeres is a Shmini Atzeres, don't say Chag at all these different yourselves. So the post can say, don't say Chag at all, because Shmini Atzeres is simply Tafel to Sukkot. But if you want to say Chag, says the Ma'aril, you shouldn't say Chag, because we say Chag Sukkot, Chag Pasach, Chag Shavuos. Don't say Chag Shmini Atzeres, because that implies it's a Iker Chag. Say Shmini, and then Chag Atzeres, which seems to indicate it's only Tafel, it's a secondary holiday, based on this Gemara, that's Tafel to Sukkot. What? Exactly. No, Lo Chag Batzmo. Chag Tafel Sukkot. Secondly, low Ikar.
The Sukkot is the Ikar, the Shini. So don't think that it's the same level, Shmini Atzeres.
So we'll see in a moment, there are certain, you know, it is Bifnei Atzmo, it's kind of both. It's connected and separate.
Shmini Chag Atzeres.
Right, so we'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to tell us, for certain halachas, it's Chag B'fnei Atzmo, and certain halachas, it's a continuation of
Shabbat.
למה כתוב בעלייה בנפרד? כתוב פסח שבועות, ראש חודש, וכתוב
שמחת. The whole pshat is that we are to, the whole week with Hashem, and Hashem doesn't want to say goodbye to us, so he added one more day, we shouldn't leave him. So the whole reason he added the extra day that we shouldn't leave him is because we were the whole week with him.
אתה בדיוק עכשיו בדלת לפני שהוא יוצא, אתה אומר לו שלום.
Right.
אז זה לא כאילו בתוך הבית, בדלת עכשיו.
נכון.
Okay, so the Gemara says, as what you were saying, "Vafilu mandamar shmini regel b'fnei atzmo." What you just said, even if you want to say that Shmini Atzeres is its own chag, and it's not tafel to Sukkot, that's limited. It's only honey mili in pizar kashav. It's only in regards to 6 halachas, which is a lot, but 6 halachas, that Shmini Chag Atzeres is separate. But Aval, I'll tell you what it means in a second. But Aval, just finish the sentence. Aval, l'inyan tashlumim. Aval, l'inyan tashlumim, but in regards to tashlumim, which means, if we'll see in a second, tashlumim derishanu. Shmini Atzeres is considered a continuation of Sukkot regarding Tashlumim. So what does Psar Keshav mean? So you look at Rashi, or this side of the article, says Rashi, Lidin Psar Keshav, Pious la'atzma. What does pious mean? They used to take lots when it came to doing the avodah. So says Rashi, she'ain pious b'fnei ha'chag, b'pari ha'chag. There's no payasas. There are no lots that are given out on the paris, which means the parim of the chag, the karbanos that are brought during sukkos. Eitah mishmaros. She'kol ha'mishmaros shonos and mishalmos hein b'fi echeshbon sidron k'mo she'shinim b'mizecha sukkah. They didn't do choose lots. They had the order. The order of the way the mishmaros were during the entire year, there were 24 mishmaros of Kohanim, which worked. So that order, they all got a chance. First, the first mishmar would go during the first day, and the next avoda was the second mishmar, and so on and so far. But they wouldn't do payasos. This par, that you were mentioning before, the only one par is brought on Shmini Atzeres, b'tchila mafis and all of you do a payas. So during the 7 days of Sukkot, there are no payasos.
They just follow the regular order.
Exactly. But when it came to Shmini Atzeres, on the what?
Paisim.
I think payasos, I thought they call it.
Pais, this is pais b'chaim.
I think in Gemara they say payasos.
Pais. Pais
mi fara pais.
Ken, how do you say arbe? Paisim? Paisim.
I thought they said payasos here. Okay, the Gemara might use payasos. Either way, okay. Okay, Lechori, you're right. And you're.
Los de pasim. Pasim is much more.
No, but
no, it's just paisot, man.
Yeah, they call payasos in here.
We changed it to paisot.
Okay, so
I put my money on the Gemara.
Put my money on the
Gemara.
All right.
So again, all in Shmi Atzeres, it had a pious, only in Shmi Atzeres, but not the rest of the Sukkot. And what does Zayin stand for? Zman Latmo, Levarach Shechianu. We say Shechianu on the first day of Sukkot, and then we say Nu Shechianu on Shmi Atzeres.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Because we have time, I wouldn't. But again, when the 24 Mishmarot had an order, and that follows from before Sukkot, and it continues into Sukkot, or what?
No, on the first day of Sukkot, it starts first day of Sukkot until the seventh day of Sukkot.
And from the first to the last day of Sukkot, the 24 Mishmaros all have... it's in a way that they all get something to do?
I believe so.
Is that what it is?
I believe so.
And in the last miniatures, they have a Gorad.
Right.
Okay.
So then Zion stands for Levarach Shechianu. That it gets a new Baruch Shechianu. Rei stands for Regel Atmo. Says Rashi, She'ein Shem Chaga Sukkot Alav. It's not called Sukkot. It's a different regal. It's a different name. Karban la'atzma means she'ein karbano shavel chol asharya mosachag, because the rest of the week of Sukkot we bring a number of many cows and a number of two goats and sheep. When it comes to Shmi Atzeres, there's just simply one cow, one goat, and one ram, and seven kvasim. So different karbanos. It doesn't go part of the system. And when it's shin stands for the shir la'atzma, it's a different shir we say, a different song. And then the last one is Beis. According to Rashi, it means it's a new bracha. He's quoting a bracha in Shalom HaMelech. He used to give this bracha. You look at Rashi, bracha. It says, La'asma bracha shayu mevarchan l'tfiyas chaye HaMelech. A special bracha they would give the Melech. There was a special bracha said in Shmini Atzeres that didn't take place during the rest of Sukkot. So that's all according to Rashi's understanding. Now, this very long Tosos on the side here argues on a few of these. Rabbeinu Tam says, really, Beis, when it says bracha, or Rashi said bracha meant the special bracha they gave the king. Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha refers to Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah, that you say a different nusach. You don't say Sukkot, you say Chag Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. And Reish, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Regel, it doesn't mean it has its own name, rather it means that you have to do Lina. The Lina is that when you go to each of the Yom Tovim, you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim when you bring the carbon. So even though you did it in the first day of Sukkot, you slept over, you're supposed to sleep over in Yerushalayim yet a second time on Shmini Atzeres. So that's what regular refers to. Okay, so there's a big machlokas, and other Rishonim also weigh in what these things stand for. But that's the Pashat Pshat according to Rashi. So what does this mean? So we said, even if you say according to the Ma'an Damar that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday, Chag B'fnei Atzmo, that's only regarding these six halachas. Aval, back to the Gemara now, in tashlumim derishon. When it comes to making it up, we'll see what that means, making it up. Then Shmi Atzeres is a continuation of the first day of Sukkot. What does that mean, tashlumim? The Hotanan, the Mishnah in Chagiga, tells us, Mishalo chag beyom tov harishon shechag. Somebody does not celebrate on the first day of Chag, meaning the first day of Sukkot, which means he did not bring the carbon chagiga. Every single yom tov, you have to bring a chagiga. He didn't bring a chagig on the first day. So holeh chogig v'holeh kol regel kulo. He's able to make up this chagiga and bring it any other day. He could bring it a chol moed. Second day chol moed. He could bring it third day chol moed. If he missed the first day, he could bring it any other day. Says the Mishnah, kol regel kulo v'yom tova achron shachag. Not only could he bring it on the days of chol moed of Sukkot, he could also make up on Shmini Atzeres for the chagiga that he missed in the first day of Sukkot. So we see, according to this Mishnah, in regards to Tashlumim, Shmini Atzeres is viewed as a continuation of the first day of Sukkot. So, right, so therefore, exactly, even the Man Amr that Shmini is Chag Rega B'fnei Atzmo, it still is viewed as somewhat of Tafel to Sukkot. That being said, if we say, again, back to the Svara, if the Ikar Regel, mainly Sukkot, does not have 7 days of separation, then certainly the Shmini Atzeres, which is Tafel, would not have 7 days of separation
continue,
as well.
Continue, maybe you mean because it come after Sukkot, or continue because the Mechubar? That's Sheila. You say because...
Mechubar is connected.
Mechubar is connected? Okay.
Mechubar connected.
Mechubar,
Mechubar. It's not the Mechubar after, it's okay. It's not the Mechubar after. But the question is if it's Mechubar or not, that's Sheila. כי כשאומר בעצמו, זה לא מחובר. השאלה אם זה המשך, או זה נכון שהוא בא אחרי סוכה, זה בדור, כי זה יום אחרי, זה אחרי, לפי הביטוי זה בא אחרי.
That's why I think that... זה אומר שאם אתה לא הבאת קורבן לחגיגה בחג, אתה עוד יכול להביא את זה ביום בחג.
זה יום אחרון.
אז זה נראה כמו שזה...
כאילו זה סוכה.
כן, שזה המשך.
שזה שייך, ובגלל זה, זה לא חג בפני עצמו. נכון. בגלל זה לעניין הפסוק, שכל העניין הוא בפסוק... שמה זה המילה לכפר? האם זה יום הכיפורים? או סתם כל חג אחר, כי צריכים 7 ימים לפני. סוכות זה זמן טוב, כי יש 7 ימים. אבל שמיני עצרת, שזה היום השמיני, זה לא נחשב משהו כי זה חלק מהעניין ההוא. זה מה שהם מנסים להוכיח. מנסים להגיע to take all options.
Okay, so now the Gemara suggests, I think what Ezra had asked yesterday, what about Shavuos? Maybe the 7 days of separation is to prepare for Shavuos. Shavuos is simply one day, just like Mishkan was 7 days, and then one day of building the Mishkan. So Gemara says this doesn't work either, because Amar Rabbi Abba, Donin par echad va'il echad, mi par echad va'il echad. So when we have the connection, when we're learning from the Mishkan, it has to be similar in terms of Karbanos. So it makes sense if you learn it, apply it to Yom HaKippurim, because both Mishkan and Yom HaKippurim had one cow and one aisle. But Lafuke...
How long is it from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? 7 days?
In between, it's really... Aleph Tishrei is... And Yud.
Yud.
Is, so, 8 days
but
in the middle.
Aleph Bet is Chag.
It's 7 days in between.
It's 7 days in the middle, right?
Yeah. So it is 7 days.
Okay. So anyway, so Lafuke, this comes to exclude... At Seres, it comes to exclude the Shavuos... Because the Shnei Ayalam Ninu, because Shavuos actually has two rams that are brought, not one. So we see in terms of the Karbanos, Atzeres couldn't be the option because it's not comparable to the Mishkan. So Gemara says, Hanichal Mandamar Yom HaKippurim Ayal Echad Hu. This makes sense according to the one that there's only one ram that's brought on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore it's similar to that of the Mishkan, which also has just one ram. El Mandamar, there's another opinion out there that says Shnei Ayalam Ninu. There's actually two rams that are brought on Yom Kippur. Ma'ikal Meimar. If there are two rams that are brought on Yom Kippur, then it's not identical to the Mishkan. The Mishkan only had one ram. What's this machlokas, whether it's one or two rams? So the Tanya, the Brisa states, Rebbe Omer, Ayil Echad, Hu Amar Kan, Hu Amar Bechumash Pikudim. So it says, it talks about the Karbanos of Yom Kippur in two places. It talks about the Karbanos of Yom Kippur primarily in Achrimos, Parshas Achrimos. That's the extent, extent of discussions. And it's also mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas talks about all the Karbanos and Musaf that are brought on the various Yom Tovim. It mentions it there. So in Parshas Pinchas, it only mentions the Musaf, the special Musaf that's brought on Yom HaKippurim. It doesn't mention the other Karbanos of the Shnei Seirim and the Parosh Aharon. So it mentions a ram once in Pinchas and mentions a ram once in Achrimos. So Rebbe says the ram that mentions Achrimos is the same one that mentioned in Chumash Pekudim. Chumash Pekudim is referring to Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. So it's the same exact ram as mentioned, it's just simply one ram. So according to that opinion of Rebbe, so it makes sense, then the Karbanos of Yom Kippur are identical to the Karbanos of Mishkan. However, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Amar, Shnei Ayalam Him, the actions, Echad Hamur Kan, one of them is mentioned here in Achrimos, Ve'echad Hamur B'chumash Pekudim, one of them is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar. So we see then it wouldn't be identical to that of Mishkan, because it would have two rams. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Tema, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, even according to him, who says there in fact were two rams that were brought, Hasam there, Chad L'chov HaSayom, V'chad L'musafin. When it comes to Yom Kippur, even though there were two rams brought, one of them was for the Musaf, one of them was for Chov HaSayom. So the Musaf, we don't really take into account. When we're comparing the Yom Kippur to that of the Mishkan, we care about the Chov HaSayom. The day of the Mishkan, there's one ram that's brought for the Chov HaSayom. On Yom Kippur also, there's only one ram brought for Chov HaSayom. Yes, there was a second ram brought, but that second ram was really for a Musaf, a separate thing. However, Shavuos is different because both rams that are brought are both Chov HaSayom, and it's not comparable to the Mishkan, which simply has one ram that's brought of Chov HaSayom. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to suggest the final possibility. Yeah.
And there was no Musafim in because the two
rams of Shavuos
that we've been are for Shtelechem.
Shtelechem.
Right?
Right.
And there was no Musaf.
No, there was a Musaf. The Musaf was something different, though.
So what did it say, two? It should have been more than two.
No, but we're concerned only with the Chov HaSayom. I mean, the Musaf of Shavuos L'chora didn't have any rams that were brought. There were other animals that were brought.
Ah, okay.
Take a quick look. Yes, sir. There you go. Parim b'nei bakar, shnaim,
okay.
Ayel echada. This is one ayel.
So it's one ayel. So there's three ayelim.
Could be, I guess. But you
because once you're comparing musafim to musafim, then you might as well say that Shavuos has three. That would be the normal answer.
Well, we're saying that the Chov HaSayom that's mentioned by Shavuos, two ayel by Shavuos, is not a musaf. That's Chov HaSayom.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, it's an interesting point. That doesn't bring the ayel that's brought up. Let's see if Rashi points anything out here. Right, Rashi says, Lafuke at Saras the Tavaya Chovas Ayom Ninu, Lechova Shtel Lechem, Ksiv, it's written with Prime Parshas Emor, yeah, Bikraptem Al Lechem, Vayal Mishnaim, Uvechovas Ayom, he mentioned, Vechovas Ayom, Dimilum Ailechad, okay. So in Echanami, you're right, there in fact is a third ram that's brought on Shavuos, but that's a Musaf one. But right. Two of them, the Shtel Lechem, are both Chovas Ayom. You couldn't split the two rams up. You can't say one ram is Chovas Ayom, one is Musaf, because they go both.
Right, okay.
Now the Gemara makes a final suggestion, but you know it doesn't follow through. Though maybe the Shiva Simei Melum is really for Rosh Hashanah. The aim of Rosh Hashanah, the Prishas Shiva Liyom Echad, it's 7 days of separation, preparing for one holiday, one day of Rosh Hashanah, just like the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bohu Donin Parv Ayil Shalom, Mi Parv Ayil Shalom, Lafuki Atzeres for Rosh Hashanah Dit Zibur Ninu. No, the comparison's as follows. You're right. So let's look at what are the carbonos brought in Rosh Hashanah. Does it mention here? It has to be, I guess, also a par in Ayil Echad.
Par ben bakar lechatat ve'ayil ola.
Ah, okay. So apparently Rosh Hashanah also has one par, one ayil. So this should fit into the same equation. Just like a Mishkan has one par, one ayil, so through Rosh Hashanah has one par, one ayil. So maybe it should be preparing for Rosh Hashanah and not preparing for Sukkot. So here the Gemara says, no. Just like, it has to be similar to the Mishkan. Just like the Mishkan, the par and ayil that were brought were from Shiloh, from his own. Look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Dunin par Shiloh. The Meluim, the Shivas Yimei Meluim, Mishalohu. It's from his own pocket. Dechsiv kach lecha egel. Take from your own pocket, Moshe Rabbeinu. Uvima kipurim nami kapar v'ayil b'mishalohu. Also Yom Kippur, say Aaron. Bezos yavo Aaron. El kodesh bepar b'makar. Take from your own pocket. Lafuke at Saras Rashi continues Roshana the Tzibur Ninu. So who is paying for this kabbalas? Where you have to compare that as well. When it came to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to pay out of pocket, as was the case by Yom Kippurim. But as opposed to Shavuos at Saras and Rosh Hashanah, it came from the Tzibur fund. So therefore they're different. We conclude therefore that Yom Kippurim is the one that requires Shivas Yimei Meluim and no other Yom Tif. So Gemara goes on to explain. Is that so clear? Hanich l'man damer. This makes sense according to the opinion that held. Kach lecha, when it says take for yourself, that means mishalcha, take out of pocket, because it says kach lecha by the miluim. And when it says va'asei lecha, and you should make it for yourself, that means mishalcha, make it from your own pocket. But Elv, there's another man d'amar that says another opinion that held mishal tzibur. It says come from your own pocket, come from the communal pocket. So if it means come from the tzibur, ma'ik lememar. So if Mishal Tzibur, when really HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Asei Lecha or Atkacha, that really means take from the Tzibur, so then maybe Rosh Hashanah should be a good candidate for this. The Tanya.
Sorry, what's
the thing? The thing is as follows, that we're trying to, in order to apply the din of Shivas Yimei Melum elsewhere, it has to be completely, not completely, but it has to be the most identical of the options.
Right.
So now the Gemara is taking a different approach. Not that we're lining up the necessary, the karbanos,
first,
but
the
who's
first
funding
approach
the karbanos.
Was getting out all the other regalim, all the other elements
right.
of you. Now what's the second
Finally,
approach?
We boil down to as follows. It has to be comparable to the karban.
But now we're going to
one par, one aisle.
Oh, it's still Roshan, okay.
So yeah. One par and one aisle are being brought. So we have two good candidates for that. Well, really, three good candidates. It could be Yom Kippur has a par and aisle, Shavuos has a par and aisle, and Rosh Hashanah has a par and aisle. So Gemara first wanted to say, well, it depends, because Chovas Hayom, Chovas Musaf, okay. Gemara says, no, wait a second. Rosh Hashanah has one par, one aisle. They're both Chovas Hayom. Yom Kippur has one par, one aisle. They're both Chovas Hayom. Which one are we going to choose? Gemara said, tell you what, there's another factor to keep in mind. Who's paying for the karbanos?
Yes.
So the Mishkan, it's Mishalo, it's coming out of pocket. And Yom Kippur is Mishalo coming out of pocket. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't come out of pocket, it comes from the tzibur. So therefore, we knock off Rosh Hashanah, we knock off Shavuos also, which comes from the tzibur. We're left with Yom Kippur is the one that's comparable to Mishkan. Now, Gemara is saying, how do you know that Mishkan comes out of pocket? How do you know that it's supposed to come from the individual funds of Moshe Rabbeinu's pocket, not coming from the tzibur? The Gemara says, because when it says, Kach Lecha, Asay Lecha, you take it for yourself, Moshe, from your own pocket, not from Lachem, Lecha, you take it. Asay Lecha, you make the chatzotzos in another context. You make the trumpets from your own money. Don't use the funds. So that makes sense if you assume that way, that Asay Lecha, Kach Lecha means take it from your pocket. But there's another opinion now. This is the top line of Gimel Amud Beis, El Laman Damar Mishal Tzibor, despite the fact that it says Asay Lecha, despite the fact that it says Kach Lecha, it means still taking it from the Tzibor. So then, just like... Then, in fact, the Mishkan, the Shivas Yimei Melum, was taken from the Tzibur. Even though it said Kach Lecha, it really came from the Tzibur.
And the pasuk for Yom Kippur says what? Says,
it says, Zos Yavo Aaron. It says, Paro Shel Aaron.
It says, that doesn't say Lecha, it says Shel Aaron, straight.
It says, I don't know exactly what exactly, here we go. Zos Yavo Aaron, El HaKodesh Befar Ben Bakar. No, it says Paro Samar. Let's see. I think the Gemara actually brings it later on. We'll see it in the next page. I think the Gemara does bring which pasuk tells us that. So, that's fine. So the Gemara says, so where do we find the machlokas? Whether Kach Lecha means Mishal Yachid or from Mishal Tzibur? So the Gemara quotes now Ditanya, yeah. Two lines down. Ditanya, Kach Lecha, Mishal Cha. Take it from you means from your own money. Va'aseh lecha, you should make the chatzotzos, making the trumpets, that means mishelcha, from your own money. V'ikhuei lecha, when it says, they take it for you, that means mishel tzibur. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So this opinion held that aseh lecha means from your own pocket. Rabbi Yonatan, however, argues and says, amar bein kach lecha, bein va'ikhuei lecha, mishel tzibur. Whether it says you take it for yourself, or they should take it, it always means mishel tzibur. So if it says mishel tzibur, ma talmen lomer kach lecha, why does it say kach lecha? It should say kechu lachem or something like that. So why is it Kach Lecha? To teach me something. Kiviyachal Mishalcha ani rotze yoser mishalem. Even though Lemaisa says Rabbi Yonasan, that the funds are coming from the Tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Moshe, I prefer you to pay for it. I'm not asking you to pay for it, but Kiviyachal, I would rather you pay for the funds as opposed to Mishal Tzibor, but Lemaisa is coming from Mishal Tzibor. Unclear what that means, Kiviyachal. Rashi has a couple of pshatim which I don't understand what he's trying to get at, what the Kiviyachal really means. But the Mesifta says simply that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I prefer your karbanos over Klai Yisrael's karbanos. That's what I prefer. But Lemaisa, we're going to take the Shel Tzibur, the communal fund, to pay for these karbanos. What we see here, though, there's a machlokes, whether Kach Lecha, in the context of Shivas Yimei Melum, does that mean Mishal Yachid or Mishal Tzibur? If it means Mishal Yachid, so we understand why we would rule out Rosh Hashanah, we'd rule out Shavuos, because that comes from Mishal Tzibur. But if we're saying the Mishkan, it means Kach Lecha really means Mishal Tzibur, so then we can't rule out Rosh Hashanah, and we can't rule out Shavuos.
Here it says, "Haynu shemer kash v'chol Moshe sheilu ayah hatzibur yachol eid kaper v'ktoret shel yachid haytar rotzeh shetavi et ktoret mishelcha v'lo mishelahem."
And that's what Rashi is saying, I guess, that
right.
If somehow, and kash v'chol could make it, if it would be possible that yachid could be mechaper for the entire tzibur,
right,
I would shoot Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to any other yachid.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Now, there's a third opinion here also in this brayso. Before we continue, the Gemara quotes the opinion of Abba Chanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Kasuv Echad Omer v'asisa lecha aronetz. You should make for yourself an aron. Because of Echad Omer v'asu aron etzel shittim. They should make it. Are you making it or are they making it? So he says as follows. Rabbi Avchan says, it's not a machlokas.
Hakitzad.
Exactly. How does this work? Kan bizman shi Yisrael osin ritzono shemakom. Kan bizman shi ein ritzono ritzono shemakom. It's not talking about lemaisa who's making it. It's talking about who do we view it as the owner of the aron. So look at Rashi. How do we read this? Rashi says, bizman shi ein osin ritzono shemakom, nikres havoda al shemam. When Klai Yisrael is doing the proper things, then we view the entire Klai Yisrael as having a chelik in the aron and chelik in the avoda. When they're not doing it, we don't view the tzibur as having a chelik. It's Moshe Rabbeinu gets awarded the schar for this. Now, there's a Tosos in the Das Kanim Al Torah who says it's mashmer from this Gemara that there was one Aron, not two Arons. There's a Machlokas, Rashi in two places. Rashi is the two different Arons they used to have in the Midbar. One Aron was the Aron as we know it in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and they had a second Aron that went out with them to battle, to war. This Gemara seems to say that there's one Aron. Why does it say Va'asisa and Va'asu? It depends on the time. Rashi says, no, there actually were two. One was made by the Tzibor, and one was made, I don't know which is which. But they were two different Arons, according to Rashi.
But what I don't understand is, according to the ones that say that there were two Arons, you know, we learned the whole thing in Shkalim, how the Aron fit both the Shibra Luchas and the regular Luchas. Right. That only goes according to one that says the one Aron.
Yeah, I think we pointed that out. Right. I think we pointed that out, okay. Yeah. But one, it said there were two, so they split everything up.
Then the whole measurements make right. No sense.
I think they even quoted the Yushalmi, prove that was one Aron.
Right.
Okay, so that's the Brisa. So, once that's being said, according to the Man Damar again, that thinks Kachlecha means that you take from the Tzibur funds, so then you can't rule out Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, which also come from the Tzibur funds. So, it says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichas d'alma v'asiyas d'alma. They only argue how to interpret in general when you say kachlecha, aselecha, whether that means mitzibur or mishal yachid. What does it mean, kichas dama? When it says kachlecha samim, when it says take the spices together for the ketores, there's machlokas whether it comes from the tzibur or the yachid. And what does it mean, asiyas dama, the general usage of asiyos? That means aselecha shechatzotzos kasef. When Moshe is told to build, to fashion these two trumpets, machlokas whether that means yachid or tzibur. Ava Hanach, when it comes to our cases of Milum, our case of Yom Kippur, Hanach Prusha Kamefarish. It's kind of to explain, there's not a machlokas, everybody will agree here, it has to come from the Yachid. How do you know when it comes to the Milum and it comes to the Yom Kippur, it has to come from the Yachid? Because it says as follows, to be Milum, let's understand this, it's written, Veil Bnei Yisrael Tidaber, to Bnei Yisrael you should speak, lay more, saying to them, Kechu Seir Izim, take one of these goats, Lechatas. Take the goats to the chatas. So he's talking to Klai Yisrael. And then it says, Vayomer Aaron, say to Aaron now, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas. Lamali. Why do you have to change it now? Speak to Aaron, sing in the individual. Shema mina kach lecha mishel chahu. So in first he's speaking to the cloud. Suddenly he changes his focus to just Aaron. So once you change the focus, there's some change there. So they learn from here, the Gemara, that it must be that you have to take from the Yachid when it came to funding
this
Mishkan.
This is about two different things. When it says, Ve'el b'nei Yisrael, tedaber lemor kachu seir izim v'dechatat, that's referring to what?
The Mishkan, I believe.
And when it says, Ve'yomer aron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas,
that's also the ego. Yes, also the Mishkan, I mean.
It's also the Mishkan.
Yeah, these are psukim right next to each other.
One next to each other.
Okay. Ve'ikra test. One's Beis, one's Gimel. So since, in back-to-back psukim, once he's speaking to the tzibur, kichu, take. And then the next pasuk, or the previous pasuk, he says, kach. So why the change? So obviously, kach can't mean tzibur, because he should have said kach to b'nei Yisrael also. So it must be that there's a difference. Kichu refers to Klai Yisrael, kach refers to the yachid. So everyone would agree here, even Rabbi Yonasan would agree here,
there's
kach means come from the yachid.
This in the Ushan, now I know it's to rule everything out.
Yes.
It's huge difference.
Okay, now that's how we prove when it comes to Shivas Yimei Meluim, it has to come from the Yachid, from Moshe, or really from Aaron, I guess. What about Yom HaKippurim? Michdi, let's understand what the psukim are by Yom HaKippurim. Ksiv, it's written, Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh, Bepar Ben Vakar Lachatas. With this, Aaron will enter in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Umeis Bnei Yisrael, Kikach Shnei Sirim Izin Lachatas. And from Bnei Yisrael, we will take the funds to buy the two goats. And then it says, V'hikriv es par hachat as asher lo. And then they're going to be makriv the cow of Aaron's. So why are we talking Me'etz Bnei Yisrael, and then we go Asher Lo? Why change it from who to the owner? Is Bnei Yisrael the owner, or is Lo, is Aaron the owner? Lamli, Shema Mina, Hai Lo means Mishalohu. Must come from Lo, from Aaron's fund. He has to pay for the carbon yachid, the par on Yom HaKippurim. We see from here that when it comes to the Mishkan, the funds were from Aaron. When it came to Yom HaKippurim, the funds were from Aaron as well. That's why only Yom Kippur requires Shiva Simei Melum, not Rosh Hashanah and not Shavuos. Okay. The Gemara now says a different reason as to why we exclude Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Rav Ashi Amar, Dunin Par Lachatas V'ay La'ola, Mi Par Lachatas V'ay La'ola. When we have, you're right, we said there are four cases where there's Par and an Isle. The four cases were Mishkan, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot. However, the nature of the different animals were different. When it came to the Mishkan and when it came to the Yom Kippur, the par, the cow, is for Chatas, and the isle, the ram, is for an Ola. Lafuki, however, Rosh Hashanah v'Atzeres t'Tervayu, both of them, both animals, are Olos Nenu. Both the par and the isle were both Olos, and therefore it's different than that of the Mishkan. We can't learn Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos from the Mishkan.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, much clearer answer.
Yes. It's like black and white.
Ravina, my Ravina gives yet a third answer why we can't learn Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos from Mishkan. Amar Ravina, Amar Danin Avoda B'Kohen Gadol, Mi Avoda B'Kohen Gadol. They both had the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur was by the Kohen Gadol, so too was Shivas Meim Lum. La Fuke, to exclude Kula Kishasan. All our questions, meaning Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The Lav Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, those were not done only Ayde Kohen Gadol. Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, any Kohen could have done it. That's the first version of Ravina. There's another version of Ravina. Ikedami, others say, Am Ravina, Danin Avodah Tchila, Me Avodah Tchila, Lafugihani Delav Tchila Ninu. We learned something that is the first time of the Avodah from the first time of the Avodah to exclude Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Tchilas Makom, he calls it. Well, really, Gemara is going to say Tchilas Makom. It can't be that one. The Gemara itself asks, I'm sorry, let's go further. What does it mean, Tchila? My Tchila, what does Tchila mean in the beginning? Ilema Tchila B'Kohen Gadol. If you say the first time the Kohen Gadol gets to work in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayinu K'maisa. That was the first version of Ravina. Ravina said again, the first understanding of Ravina was that Yom Kippur and Mishkan were Ayde Kohen Gadol as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. So the second version of Ravina can also be referring to the Kohen Gadol because that was his first interpretation. So Ella, what does it mean of a Tchila? Ella Avoda Tchila B'Makom Me'Avoda Tchila B'Makom. It's referring to the first time of a Makom. Not a focus on the Kohen Gadol's work, but a focus on the Makom. Just like when it came to the Mishkan, it was the first time they were entering the Makom of the Mishkan, so to Yom Kippur was the first time entering the Makom of Kodesh Kedashim.
Can we review this?
Yeah. So let's see. That Ravina had, there are two versions of Ravina. Ravina's first version was that Mishkan and Yom Kippur are the same because they're both Ayde Kohen Gadol. That knocks out Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The second version of Ravina is something to do with Tchila. Unclear what Tchila means. So he says something about Tchila. So maybe Tchila means Tchila be Kohen Gadol. Let's look at Rashi, Tchila be Kohen Gadol. Ilema Tchila B'Kohen Gadol, it means Tchila, referring to the Tchila B'Kohen Gadol, which Rashi interprets to mean done in Yom HaKippurim, Shi'avoda Rishona Shutla B'Kohen Gadol, B'Karbanos Tzibur Yom HaKippurim Yaharishom. When the Kohen Gadol becomes the first time, his first year as a Kohen Gadol, his first time really being unique as a Kohen Gadol is in Yom Kippur, in B'Karbanos Tzibur. Every single day, what's unique about a Kohen Gadol is he brings Asir Se'efa, but that's as a Karban Yachid. What's his first time being in like the spotlight? Well, the first time he's doing a carbon tzibur, the first time is in Yom Kippur. So if you're going to say what Ravina means, the tchila, is referring to the tchila as a Kohen Gadol, so as opposed to, let's finish Rashi, Me'avodos Yom Shmini Limiluim, Shehi Avoda Rishona Shenasa Ayde Kohen Gadol Me'olam, that's also the first time the Kohen Gadol did the Avoda. If that's how you're interpreting the word tchila, so Gemara says, Hainu Kamaisa. That's the first understanding of Ravina, where there is a focus and emphasis on the Kohen Gadol's role.
Okay.
So therefore, the Gemara concludes, it can't be referring to the Kohen Gadol, because that's the first Ikadami Ravina. Rather, it must be referring to Avoda Tchila B'Makom, Me'Avoda Tchila Makom, the first time entering a place. Not a focus on the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol, but the Makom. So you look at Rashi, Tchila B'Makom, Yom HaKippurim Yesh La'Avoda L'Fnai V'Lifnim. You go into the Kodesh Kedashim on Yom Kippur. Shabiyom HaKippurim HaRishon HaYisa Tchila B'Makom. Shekodim L'Chein Lo Nechas Adam Sham Le'Avoda. No one ever entered the Kodesh Kodashim other than Yom Kippur. That was the first time any time a person ever used the Mizbeach HaChitza on the outside Mizbeach. So they both had the first opportunities to do something. Either the Mizbeach...
The opposite. One is a Kodesh Kodashim, the other one is Mizbeach
HaChitza. Right. But still, at least it's a...
They're both the first
inaugurating first a certain makom. So that's the difference.
Okay.
It's not such a clear-cut thing, by the way. Don't think it's such an obvious point. The Rishonim try to figure out what exactly is the difference. They sound very similar. It's not so clear what's going on in the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara goes on. After discussing all the Shivasi Meim Lum, how do we know the Pesukim? There seem to be other Machok and some other sources for Shivasi Meim Lum, Shivasi Mei Frasha of Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara as follows. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mas Nichada, he taught one, there is only one time that you needed Shivas Yimei Frasha. Rav Yishuv and Levi, Mas Nitarti, there are two times. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, he thought there only one time you needed Shivas Yimim of Prisha, because he says Laasos Lachaper Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. He thought the words Laasos Lachaper did not mean two different things, one Parduma and one Yom Kippur. Laasos Lachaper meant one thing, it meant Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Shub ben Levi Masni Tart, he thought there were two, like we saw earlier in Daf Beis Ben Aleph, Laasos Elu Maisi Paro Lachaper Elu Maisi Yom Kippurim. The two words Laasos Lachaper don't mean just one thing; it means two different things.
So there's always Paraduma before Yom Kippurim?
No, Paraduma is whenever they needed it. It wasn't so often, very, very rare. Whenever it happened, once every, I don't know, 20 years, I'm guessing. I'm not sure how often. But whenever it would happen, it was I think much less than that, extra. But whenever it would happen, they would have to do 7 days of separating the Kohen. The Gemara challenges now the first, the medium-wide line down, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. Did Rabbi Yochanan really only learn one? That only, yeah.
But it first by the Gemara, what we learn and all the cases and Sugat Tuma, seems like they did it every day, Paraduma.
No, the Paraduma, they had ashes, like they lasted for a long time, the ashes that were able to be used. But actual burning and finding a Paraduma was almost next to impossible.
Okay.
So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, Mas Nichada? Did Rabbi Yochanan really only learn that there's only one time that you would need 7 days of separation, namely Yom Kippur? Is that really true? Don't we learn in the Mishnah, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, Vishivas Yamim Kodim Sreifa Safara? We see the Mishnah clearly says, and Yochanan's not going to argue in the Mishnah, the Mishnah clearly says that there are two times that you would require 7 days. One's Yom Kippur, and one's prior to the Paraduma. Answers the Gemara, Ma'ala Ba'alma. It's not a requirement, it's not a Chiv Deraisa to do 7 days of separation before the Paraduma. It's simply Ma'ala, a special added level. And Rashi explains, Ma'ala Ba'alma, Bipnei HaKal, because the leniency, Shehekilu Ba L'tami Medasa Kohen HaSorfa, we saw in Beis Ben Aleph that they had this leniency where they were intentionally going to be Metame, the Kohen, who would ultimately be burning the Paraduma. So for that reason, they had to compensate, and Asuba Malas Harabos, they had to make other compensations, other Chumras, and one of these Chumras that they made was to separate the Kohen 7 days prior to the burning of the Paraduma.
But why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that it's only one and it's not two? Is it a Limud or it's just a Svara? Like, what is the...
It sounds like a Limud, but I'm not sure exactly why.
But it doesn't explain why, right?
Doesn't explain why, right.
Okay.
And maybe he felt...
La'asot lechaper elu masi yom ha-kippurim. And then la'asot elu masi para lechaper. Ah, okay. So Rabbi Yochanan learns la'asot lechaper like one thing.
Right.
Like
the question
one puzzle.
But still, why don't you separate into two like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi?
Right. So it doesn't... Okay.
Doesn't
address it. So Yeshua learns la'asot is para and lechaper is masi yom. Okay.
The Gemara continues now. V'ha Amar Rabbi Minyumi bar Bchelkia bar Amar Rabbi Machse bar Idi Amar Yochanan. All in the name of Yochanan. Doesn't it say Kasher Asa b'Yomazeh Tzivasem Hashem Lasos Lechaper Alechem Lasos Elu Ma'ase Para Lechaper Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim. And this is in the name of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan clearly says there are two times a year based on a pasuk. Midiraisi requires 7 days of separation before the Paraduma. Answers the Gemara. Hahu de Rabia. That's his Rebbe. Not himself. He quotes, Lasos Elu Ma'ase Para, Lechaper Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim. So his Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel held that there were two times you would require 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan himself, however, held that one day at all, well, only one day.
Is the pasuk say Lasot Lechaper?
Yeah.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
So if he learns from here that Lasot Elu Ma'ase Para, meaning that every Yom Kippur would do the Paraduma?
No. This talking about that No, just one word means parduma whenever it happens, and one means Yom Kippur every single year.
So the pasuk, not necessarily all the pasuk speaks about specifically, but Yom Kippur can be right. Few topics.
Exactly. Okay. Now the Gemara finishing off the daf says Amr Leirish Lakish Leir Biyochanan Mehecha Kayal Fasala. How do you know Rabbi Yochanan? What's your source of Shiva Shimei Hamilum? If you're going to learn from Mimiluim, if that's your source, Shiva Shimei Yom Kippur, right? How do you know that you require 7 days of separation before Yom Kippur? If you're going to say Mehecha Kayal Fasala Mimiluim, are you going to learn from the Mimiluim? Imi Ma Mimiluim Ka Kosav Behem Ma'akib Behem. If you're going to learn Milum as a source for the 7 days of separation for Yom Kippur, that means everything that's written, just like everything written in the Miluim, everything is Ma'akev. If you miss one thing out of the Shiva Simei Miluim, the whole thing is going to be disqualified. Afhaka, so to hear, in the context of Yom Kippur, Nami call a Kosav Behem Ma'akev. Everything else in the context of Yom Kippur should also be Ma'akev. Man. All the 7 days of preparation should be Ma'akev. If you're going to say, yeah, the 7 days of separation will be at Mimakiv, meaning, let's say Kohen Gadol does not do the 7 days of separation.
Right, then it's a Mechaper.
Is it going to disqualify the entire Yom Kippur and he can't serve as Kohen Gadol? Because if you learn from Miluim, so Miluim, in fact, it was required to do the 7 days of separation. So maybe Yom Kippur should also have 7 days of separation. And if not, the Kohen Gadol can't serve in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's not, but that can't be true. You can't. It can't be ma'akev. The 7 days cannot be ma'akev the Yom Kippur avoda, because the Mishnah says in our Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph umaskina la kohen acher. Says you're masakin. You set aside a backup kohen, but it doesn't say v'lo katani mafrishin. It doesn't say take the backup kohen and separate him also. What happens if the kohen gadol gets tamei or dies on Yom Kippur? So you have a backup kohen gadol now who has to serve, but he didn't do the 7 days of separation. So it sounds like the 7 days of separation are not ma'akev devoda. You don't need to do it. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not ma'akev. So we see that milum cannot be the source of the shivas yimei afrasha of Yom Kippur. So maybe you're going to tell me, oh, v'chi tema my maskina and mafrishin. So when it says you're masakin, that you set aside a kohen gadol, it really means you should interpret the word to mean mafrishin, separate him. Don't designate him, but separate him. So he also has the 7 days of separation. Because it would be ma'akev. If that's the case, the Mishnah should say, "Listenay, o idiv idiv maskinan, o idiv idiv mafrishim." It should be consistent. What's the consistency? So if you go back to the Mishnah, Beis Amin Aleph.
Yeah, because he tells you about his wife, and or no?
No, not the wife. When, meaning, if the word maskinan means mafrishim, so the Mishnah says mafrishim kohen gadol, and then it says maskinan la kohen acher tachta. If maskinan means mafrishim. So the Mishnah should have said Mafrishin, just like it used Mafrishin the line before.
Right, and it should also say if it's already both Mafrishin, then why the first one you separate another wife on the second one you don't.
No, the wife's a different point. That's whether you have to have a base or not. This, in terms of the question, do you require 7 days of separation?
Separation.
So if Maskina means Mafrishin, so the Mishnah should have said Mafrishin in both cases, right. Or Maskina in both, switch it. The fact they use two different words sounds like it doesn't mean mafrishin. And mafrishin is not ma'akev devoda, therefore, only the Kohen Gadol has to do hafrasha, but the Bakim Kohen Gadol does not require hafrasha. So that answers Rabbi Yochanan, Amrlei, Ella, Mar Meha Hechayal, maybe Rish Lakish is continuing to speak, Ella Mar Mehechayal, where does he learn it from? Amar Mesinai, oh no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rish Lakish, so where do you learn it from Rish Lakish? What's your source? So he says, Amar Mehechayafle, Amar Rish Lakish responds, Mis Sinai, I learned from Kabbalah Satara. Where do you find Kabbalah Satara, 7 days of separation? Mis Sinai dichsiv vayishkon kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. So the Shechina rested upon Har Sinai. Vayichaseu ha'anon sheish yamim, and the cloud covered Har Sinai 6 days. Vayikra Moshe b'yom hashvi, called Moshe on the seventh day. Michdi, ksiv vayikra Moshe b'yom hashvi. So my sheish yamim. So what means sheish yamim? Just say, he called him on the seventh day. If there's a seventh day, I would know there were 6 days prior. Why does the apostle say there were 6 days and then the seventh day he called him? My shish yomim, zeb bana'av, this is a rule, shekol hanichnas b'machanesh shechina, anybody who enters the machanesh shechina, kabal satorah, the shechina is resting, kodesh kadashim. You require ta'on prisha shish, you require 6 days of separation. Just like the kabal satorah, there are 6 days, so to Yom Kippur needs 7 days? Anon Shiva Tanan. You're learning from Sinai, which has 6 days. Our Mishnah says you need 7 days. Mas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi. Rabbi Yehuda is our author. Dechayish Letumas Beso. He was concerned. Tumas Besa. What does Tumas Besa mean? Says Rashi, Tablan, Shema imizokek liishto, if he has tashers with his wife, v'tira dam b'shas bia, and let's say she sees dam during bia, v'nimse, what is a dam bia? Boel nida is tame for 7 days. Rashi continues, v'nimse tame shivas yomim kimishpat boel nida, he's tame for 7 days, v'lo yachalav would be makipurim. So as follows, really, mi'ikra din kabbalah sator is the source. All you need is 6 days of separation. Rehuda ben Mesir added this extra day, because he was concerned, let's say there was Tashmish, and the wife happened to have a Nida, so the Kohen Gadol is now a Bol Nida. Bol Nida is Tamei for 7 days, they add an extra day for that added concern. So there are really two levels going on here. 6 days, because that's the Deraisa Din from Kabbalah Sotara, an extra day totaling seven, because the Chashash of Tumas Nida.
So again, so where do we, how do we learn from the passage that Moshe separates her from 6 days? Vayishkon Kabbalah Hashem v'lehar Sinai v'yechasyon an sheshet yamim. So it says that if it says Vaychaseo Anam, it's clear that Vaykra Moshe Mashvi, Mitakti Vaykra El Moshe Bayom Ashvi Mai. Why does it say Vaychaseo Anam Sheshet Yamin? Alamu Amelav Sheim Karado Bayom Ashvi Sheim Tim Konel. Aha.
I mean, why Akash Baruch wait till the 7th day
to invite him up? No, he could have said Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai Vaychaseo Vaykra El Moshe Bayom Ashvi. Why did it say Vaychaseo Yanan Sheshem? It's obvious that if it's Vayom Ashvi, that there were 6 days before. So the fact that it says Vaychaseo Yanan Sheshet Yamim, why did it say Sheshet Yamim? It's because he was mashrish for 6 days.
No, I think the 6 days is that's a binin av, that's extra.
It is halom uva meilav she'im karau lo Vayom Ashvi she'im tin kodem lekach shisha yamim.
Right.
It's obvious that if he called him the seventh, right, that he had to wait six because it's a seven.
Exactly. The mention of 6 days is not to teach me about Moshe Rabbeinu, because that we know from Shvi.
Right.
6 days is extra to teach me every other area where you're entering Machan Shechina, you require these 6 days.
Right. Ela lamdim mitur hamilim halalu ze bana av, binyanav. Right. Kalamara. Shekol anichas b'machan Shechina, kalamanav. Taon pshat. Okay. So anybody who comes into the Machan Shechina, but Moshe didn't have to wait every time. Because Moshe was always mafresh. He was always parish.
Well, he didn't enter the Machan Shechina other than this time, other than Kabbalah Sotara. He spoke Panim al Panim. I'm not sure what Panim al Panim, if that necessarily meant Machan Shechina.
Machan Shechina means Har Sinai, is that what it is? Or it means the oil
Moed? Har Sinai, because that's what it's talking about.
But it should have been more compared to Oil Moed than to Machan Shechina.
Well, they had a difficulty. That's what...
So that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds something.
From Miluim, he thought Olam Moed, but the problem was in the
whole reason why they don't hold like Resh Lakish.